This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tyrese, you guys know him from Fast and Furious and many other hit films. So he posted this picture in a masjid. This image is of the first time I ever stepped foot in a mosque. Been praying that one day we'd have this conversation, have some Muslims drinking alcohol, you have some Muslims doing things that they shouldn't be doing, opposite to Islam.
Muslims, nobody's perfect, but religion, like Islam, is perfect.
This is what I did. I opened up a world religions book, I watched some debates, and I was looking at what's the main message of these religions? Multiple numbers, God's not a human being, a man.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدُ
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, which is a greeting of peace. Thank you for tuning into the Dean Show. Tyrese, you guys know him from Fast and Furious and many other hit films. He's a famous celebrity, and he is seeking some advice. We're going to go ahead and comment on a message that he put out there. So let's go ahead and get into this message, and hopefully we could be of some small assistance. So he posted this picture in a masjid, and he said, this image is of the first time I ever stepped foot in a mosque. We went alone so that I could embrace the entire religious process, and I left there so inspired. I learned so much. Same thing happened when I went to Israel and prayed at the Wailing Wall. Born and raised in a Christian household with strong faith in my belief system, after going to the Middle East 10 times, I found myself struggling at times with my faith. Please, let's be mature, he says, here in the comments and have an open dialogue. Here's the first question, he says. Number one, Tyrese is asking, have you ever been in a place where you considered switching your faith and belief system? Two, if you ever change your religious beliefs, did you go from Christian to Muslim? Muslim to Christian? Christian to what? He's asking. Then Tyrese goes on to say, please explain. I am always asking questions, hoping someone has answers. Keep in my mind, this is not about religious warfare, so keep it clean and respectful, please. And men and women of faith, this is a powerful, teachable moment, so please be very alive in the comments. I want to start off with the beginning where Tyrese is talking about visiting a mosque. You have so many people scared of Muslims nowadays because of the media, because of the hype. That's one thing that we can take from this. He did something noble. He went and stepped into a house of God, a house of worship. So go visit the Muslims. Visit a mosque like he did. Number two, he was so inspired after visiting the mosque. He also learned so much. Education is key. So my advice from this, look, his mind is open. And for the mind, like a wise man said, for the mind to function properly, it needs to be open like a parachute. So keep the mind open like he did. And don't let nobody fool you and think for you. Go in for yourself and see what the Muslims believe. Meet with the Muslims. Make the connection with Muslims. And again, Muslim is simply one who submits his or her will to the will of the creator of the heavens and the earth. The other point he mentions is he's been struggling with his faith. Now, let's be honest here. There are many people who, look, I've been doing this program for a long time, since 2006, and I've interviewed hundreds of people, and so many, Tyrese, I've encountered so many people with the similar struggle that you went through. So they were born in a Christian household, and anytime, I know this is sensitive to a lot of people, so I don't want to disparage on anybody's faith or anything, and just this is with kindness in a nice, benign way that I'm just trying to illustrate the same struggles that other people went through. That the Trinity, you know, this belief system that God is three in one, people struggle with that. And you can't just blame somebody for coming out and expressing that they don't understand it, and it really impacts their heart and soul. They can't submit to something that they just fully can't understand. Now, you can't fully understand the creator of heavens and earth, but the concept, the basic simple belief system, you have to be able to understand. It has to be lucid and clear. Number two, people struggle with this God-man concept, God being God, but a man at the same time. You know, it just goes against common sense and logic, and people struggle with that. Also, God coming down, walking the earth, and then dying, you know, this crucifixion. And then when they look into Islam and they go from all around, I mean, I've seen this happen countless times where people go all around the world and check every religion. I did the same thing. I opened up, and I recommend, Tyrese, that you do that. Just a simple world religions book. And you look at everything. You don't have to go deep into it. And you see in one way or another, the creation worship. This is what I did. I opened up a world religions book. I watched some debates, and I was looking at what's the main message of these religions. And I saw that the majority of all of them were in one way or another calling the human being to worship the creation. But then Islam stood out. Why? And with everybody that I interviewed, finally they came to Islam because all the negative hype and propaganda kept them away from Islam. But then they were still searching, so then they came to Islam. Again, Islam simply means to acquire peace. You want peace, contentment, and purpose in life? You submit your will to the creator of life, the creator of the human being. That's what Islam is, to acquire peace by submitting yourself. You do what God wants you to do on his terms, not your desires. So now that's Islam. And then what happened from there, they saw, as I saw, the simple, lucid message that was so simple, it resonated with the heart of the pure monotheism, that you only worship one and only one God. You don't add three, two, multiple numbers. God's not a human being, a man.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤا أحد.
You know, you've been visiting the Muslim country, predominantly Muslim countries. And again, don't take the Muslims as examples, because you'll have some Muslims drinking alcohol. You have some Muslims doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Opposite to Islam.
Muslims, nobody's perfect. But religion, like Islam, is perfect.
Islam is perfect. So we go to the perfect example of Islam. That's Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. He's the last and final messenger sent to mankind. So now when you look at these certain points that he mentions, he talks about, did you go from Christian to Muslim? Also, he's always asking questions. Keep asking the questions. Read the Quran. Read the Quran and keep asking questions. Keep having an open heart and mind. But the number one thing I want you to do is keep that connection direct with your creator. And ask the creator alone to guide you sincerely. Let tears come out. People are going to attack you. People are going to, because you have a strong platform, you can make a lot of good happen from you accepting Islam. You know, the enemy forces, the shayateen, you know, they're going to come and they're going to attack, you know, people through human beings and the unseen spirits. They're going to come and they're going to try to hinder that way. So, but if you're resolute and you're firm and you're connected to your creator, one and only, you just pray directly to him and you ask him, guide me, guide me, guide me. He will facilitate a way. And then in short, in closing, connect. We see here in the comments, you see Real Loon to Amir. This is our brother Loon, who also accepted Islam. Connect with him. Loon says, been praying that one day we'd have this conversation. DM me when you get a chance, inshallah. I highly recommend you hook up with our brother Loon. And he went through the whole process. And I'll leave you with a couple more things before we conclude. One, there's only, as we said, one and only one God.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤا أحد.
He sent messengers throughout time. And these messengers came with the same message. Worship one and only one God. Some people obeyed. Many people went astray. They followed their lusts, passions, desires. And all these other man-made religions started to come afloat. And then God will send other messengers. And some of those messengers, we know throughout time, some of the great that are mentioned in the Quran, you got Noah, Moses, Abraham, who are Jesus, peace be upon him, one of the mightiest messengers ever sent to mankind. And Prophet Muhammad, just being the seal of the prophets, the last and final messenger sent to mankind. And then they came with miracles and signs. And during Jesus's time, he did certain miracles to prove that he was indeed a messenger, not God, literal son of God. Same thing with Moses' time. But that was at their time. You had to follow them, obey them, and worship the way they worship. And they didn't worship themselves. They didn't worship human beings. They didn't worship saints, idols, themselves as God. No, their ideas as God. You got to sometimes break the first idol. That's yourself. People have egos, and now they start to make up their own. Oh, I'm just spiritual. I'm not religious. Then they make their own religion. Doesn't make sense. We're here, we're put on this earth for a purpose. The one who created purpose, the one who created us, that's the one and only creator of the heavens and earth, that's the one that we gotta follow, we gotta obey. And now, the ultimate miracle that we have today living is the Quran. So we went from one God sending messenger, and that guidance that we have today for all of mankind, read the Quran. I really wanted to keep this short, but I get excited talking about this. So I'll just try to keep it condensed. You know, just get your feet a little bit wet and give you a little bit of taste. Why do we say the Quran is from the Creator, from God Almighty? Because in the Quran, it says God Almighty is saying that this book is from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Prophet Muhammad couldn't read or write. So on every page of the Quran, God's name is mentioned in there. and God Almighty is saying that he's going to preserve this book. That's a prophecy and has been preserved until this day. It's authentic. We know who it's coming from. There is a science behind it. If you investigate and you look, you'll see that there's no way that this book could come from anyone other than the creator of the heavens and earth. Number two, a very important point, the Quran challenges the human being. If you think this is from other than the creator of the heavens and earth, produce something like it. Come. There's a falsification test in the Quran. Number three, this is really risky. There are prophecies in the Quran. Yes, prophecies for somebody to say, for example, hey, the earth is going to end. Human life is going to come to an end in 2012. And that passes. This would discredit because if Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Quran mentions something and then it doesn't come to fruition and the time has passed, this cancels out everything. You don't see that happening with the Quran. There are over 500 scientific facts in the Quran. Just to mention a few. The creation of the universe, how the universe began, it's mentioned in the Quran. The development of the human being from the early stages of the embryo, it's mentioned in the Quran.
As far as it is known from the history of embryology, little was known about the staging and classification of human embryos until the 20th century. For this reason, the descriptions of the human embryo in the Quran cannot be based on scientific knowledge in the seventh century. The only reasonable conclusion is that these descriptions were revealed to Muhammad from God. He could not have known such details because he was an illiterate man with absolutely no scientific training.
Last point, there are many, many more. But again, I'm just giving you a taste test. The Quran, last and final one, look, it tells us, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not consider the Quran with care? Had it been from other than your creator, from Allah, you would find in it many discrepancies, contradictions. Go ahead and find one. I'm not talking about from these people, from the hate machine, the provocateurs, people who are, you know, twisting, you know, confusing people, putting false fiction out there. No, I'm talking about if you're genuine, sincere, you go sit with somebody, a learned person, a scholar, look for yourself. You will see that there's no way that Muhammad was somebody who could have written the Quran, a group of men could not have written the Quran, a whole nation could not have written the Quran, the devil didn't write the Quran, but the creator of the heavens and earth sent the Quran for you, Tyrese, for all of mankind. So with that said, one more thing, look to your roots. And if you go to your roots, the African Americans, Tyrese, you will see that it links back to Islam. The Muslim American hero who did that, many of them did that, but the one that's remembered in this country, the Muslim American hero, Muhammad Ali, he went back to his roots, he found Islam. Malcolm X, he went back to his roots, he found Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation. And then if you go further back, Kunta Kinte, he was saying, Allah, the creator, this is the creator, worshiping the one, the pure monotheism.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤا أحد.
I'm very elated to see someone like you who is really searching, you know, keep those qualities of sincerity, being genuine in your search and be connected, and you got to be brave. Ask God Almighty Allah to strengthen you because you will have opposition to this truth. You will have family coming after you. So you need a support mechanism, and the best support is your creator, is the creator, God Almighty Allah. Hook up with Loon, don't forget. And we're here also to help. If you need us, hook up with us, Tyrese. We'd love to connect with you, maybe in the future have you on the program. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.